This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. will soon deliver four more advanced rocket systems to Ukraine under a new $625 million package of aid expected to be announced Tuesday. That's according to U.S. officials who spoke on condition of anonymity to provide details of the package ahead of the announcement. The decision marks the first time the U.S. has sent more high-mobility artillery rocket systems to Ukraine since late July, and it will bring the total number delivered so far to 20. The systems have become a key tool in Ukraine's ability to strike bridges that Russia has used to supply its troops, enabling Ukrainian forces to make inroads in Russia-controlled regions. A ballistic missile has flown over Japan, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
U.S. officials say Russia is working. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile, this time over Japan. The Japanese Prime Minister's office said at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and was believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said they also detected a launch of a ballistic missile that was fired towards the North's eastern waters. The launch is the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days in what was seen as an apparent response to military drills between South Korea and the United States. North Korea views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. The missiles fired during the past four rounds of launches were short range and fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. Those missiles are capable of hitting targets in South Korea. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Again, a ballistic missile is said to have flown over Japan. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say that Russia is working to amplify doubts about the integrity of American elections, while China is interested in influencing policy perspectives in favor of Beijing. That concern aligns with unclassified intelligence advisory obtained by the Associated Press that says China is probably seeking to influence select races to hinder candidates perceived to be particularly adversarial to Beijing. Officials say they've not identified any credible threats to election infrastructure, but the intelligence warning comes amid the peak of a midterm campaign in which a rising number of candidates and voters openly express a lack of confidence in the nation's democratic processes. U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging to help Puerto Rico rebuild after a string of disasters. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
I'm committed to this island.
2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona, tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans remain without power and water.
And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
Which the president said has not always happened for those in the U.S. territory, whom he says keep getting up after being knocked down.
We're with you. All of America's with you.
And his administration will provide $60 million to help the island get ready for the next storm by shoring up levees and flood walls and creating a flood warning system. On Wednesday, the president will get a look at damage in Florida from Hurricane Ian. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Colombia's Vice President Francia Marquez signed Colombia's 2016 Peace Accords ethnic chapter in Bogota Monday. The peace accord between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as FARC, included individual and collective rights for Colombia's ethnic groups. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has gone to court against news agency CNN, a familiar target when he was president. He is trying to get $475 million in damages, saying the network's reports are trying to short-circuit any future political campaign of his. There was no immediate comment from the network. His lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court in Florida focuses primarily on the use of the term "the big lie" about Trump's false claims of widespread fraud that he says cost him the 2020 presidential election. Reportedly new, CNN chief Chris Licht has told his personnel to avoid use of the phrase because it adheres too closely to charges made by Democrats. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.